but she always knows her only place. You she's got style, can prevent wildfires.
1217 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it. We are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. 503-864-6326. That's the fan text line. She'll let you interact with us throughout the entire show, having a good time with the cats over at YouTube as well. That's youtube.com/1080TheFan. In a half hour, we'll get to
1080 AM The Fan.
1080 AM The Fan. Yes. Thank you, Russ. That's a professional producer right there. In a half hour, we'll get to Scotty Scheffler for all this golf talk for all you yahoos out there. But we start here in the NFL, and I find this such to be a fascinating story because for the most part, I feel like even news outlets are trying to bury this story. Lloyd Howell resigns as the head of the NFLPA under massive amounts of scrutiny. This guy used the company card in impermissible ways. How many people out there have used the company card in impermissible ways?
Oh, God. The number of times, so when you're in the military, you have your government travel card, your GTC, and the number of people I have seen rack up UCMJ, Uniform Code of Military Justice punishments is infinite. Just being dumb about stuff, just regularly being dumb about it. And it was like, what are you doing? I remember one time, actually, survival school.
Okay.
My flight got changed, and for whatever reason, didn't get a notification of it. I ended up buying a flight back and paying for it out of pocket because I was not about to use my government travel card without the full authorization. Because I was, even as a young, dumb airman, I was like, not doing that, because that is a very quick way, number one, to get written up and get UCMJ'd and get non-judicial punishment and get busted down in rank. And I'm like, nah, I'm good, dog. Don't need any of that headache. I have enough of my own problems that I create. I don't need to do this. Going to a peeler joint and using the NFLPA card to do it. Because he used it for a couple grand.
The ATM is what's the most egregious to me.
What are you doing?
You don't bring cash yourself.
You know, so here, like, if you're doing this, like, if you're going to use a lot of media folks, particularly myself, like, when we go to Vegas, we write off the entire trip.
Well, that's the whole point of going to Vegas.
Yeah, so I write off my flight.
Going
I write off my hotel, because there's nothing that, if the IRS comes and goes and says anything, it's all work-related.
Sure.
Because it literally is. Because if I go to dinner with one other person from another team, it's work related.
I write off the MLB network because that's work related.
Yeah. But just Vegas in particular. And I had a buddy of mine who does the same thing that I do. I've got an LLC that I run everything through. So
it loses money every year.
It's weird how that happens. It's weird how that happens. It's just somehow it's loses somewhere between $35,000 and $40,000 a year. Eventually they're going to catch on to that. But he was like, you know what you do? Because before you leave, you hit the ATM up and you pull like another, I don't know, like 2,000 out.
The max limit of whatever ATM you
have. And you pull that out. That way, that's cash you can now write off.
Yeah, that's true.
And I was like, that's not a bad idea. I didn't think about that one. But doing it the way he did it is just like, that's when I do it, it's my money.
Right.
Like it's like I'm just moving it around.
Still, yeah.
I'm taking advantage of my money.
This isn't the money of your constituents.
Yeah, no, this is like, yeah, it's quote-unquote company money, but I'm the company, so it doesn't matter. This guy is not the company, and he's doing this, and then there's the additional layers of, yeah, this guy also works for a private equity fund that is trying to buy into the NFL, and it's like, oh boy, I love how this guy went from when Pablo Torre, all his flowers, because he's the reason this is happening.
As an around the horn lover since high school, shout out Pablo Torre.
But he did the investigative journalism that uncovered all of this, one thing after another. And honestly, Florio, him and Florio were racing to get this. And it turns out this guy's just a complete D-bag and screwing over his own people. And the improprieties that came out of this, like we were talking about this off air, this is going to get mildly political. I hate most unions. I understand the need for them.
Uh-oh, easy, Rod.
I understand the need for them, but I have been on the other side of the wall of many conversations. My wife works in HR, and the insanity that I hear come out of union leaders' mouths, just not even paying attention, but just like bits and pieces of things that come through the wall, I just go, ain't no way.
Is this the part of the show where I tell Danny that my father led unions for like 30 years?
Yeah. And why did your dad lead? We had this discussion. Why did he lead unions?
Because my dad felt most union leaders had their own agendas, and he wanted to be a man of the people.
And that is more often than not the case.
Which is very much my father. He was a man of the people.
And I'm not saying that all unions are bad or that all union leaders are scumbags. That are all, like, but in my experience, most of them are like this guy.
Well, yeah, I think once you get to the big top, that's when things go bad. So it's impermissible spending, strip club, players union dimes, talking about culture and experience moments for players. The other big ones, you kind of touched on it a little bit. He seemed to be compromised as an owner first guy leading the NFLPA, which is pretty rough. And it's that whole collusion story. That's, I think, what really pisses some people off. How are you in the midst of a giant legal battle of collusion, of guaranteed contracts in the NFL, and you are not sharing that with the people you represent? I don't know which one of these. It leads to the question, what is the most egregious accusation on this list? I don't know the answer. It's fun to laugh about strip clubs. It's probably not that.
No.
But what's more egregious? Not informing your players about the collusion?
It's the collusion.
Or is it being more friendly with the owners?
It's the collusion, because it is a direct counter to what you're supposed to be doing.
You are colluding to hide the collusion.
Yeah. And it's like, what are, like, your job in this position is to literally deal with that.
Yeah. Yeah. What would you say you do here?
Yeah. And it's like, I would love to see the actual bylaws that list out like the powers and responsibilities for that position. I would bet you he violated basically every tenet.
Every single
in
one of them.
Doing this.
Well, he stepped down because his leadership became a distraction.
Well, I mean, it was hilarious when it first came out.
I love when rich people have to quit their jobs. I've become a distraction. I'm sorry. It is time for me to move on. I think there will be, we have built a great foundation here, and I give my full support to whoever's next in continuing the greatness that I have.
Well, I mean, we got
the astronomer CEO.
we just packed him up.
But look at the stars.
But it's so funny. The NFLPA, like, we've speed run this, because we went from when the story first broke, like, I'm not going anywhere, to 10 days later, I'm gone, I'm out.
Yeah.
Like, buddy, less than 2 weeks.
Boy, accountability sure is a tough thing for some people. It's something I preach to my kids all the time. I used to manage at restaurants, and whether I was effective at it or not is a different discussion, but I used to always preach accountability. If you screw up, you got to kind of own it.
Like, and it started with the collusion, and then it just kind of unraveled. Like, here's the thing. If somebody does something at that level of impropriety, you can damn near guarantee the second you start peeling that onion, it's going to be rotten and stinky. And I bet you if they kept digging, there would be more and more and more. And him resigning is enough of a reason. Like, hey, stop digging, please. We're good. I don't need you to keep digging. I'm gone.
Do you think they'll stop digging? Because I don't know.
Shouldn't.
I don't think he should either. Because part of this, you know, we'll talk some more about this at length in the 2 o'clock hour. But part of it to me also feels a little bit of like a news dump. You know, it was posted on ESPN on Friday. Shortly after our show, because we missed it on Friday, but I think Primetime was able to talk about it a little bit. It almost feels like the media is being a little compliant in this, of also like, let's take this bad story away from the NFL.
Well, I mean, ESPN, Fox, all the big...
They don't want to run this story.
And the best part about it was, Pablo didn't really rattle the saber on that. Florio, awful announcing...
It's all the subsidiaries.
They all were like,
I mean, Florio works for NBC, right?
But even he was like,
yeah,
you better do this. And then NBC was like the first of the big ones to be like, well, I guess we should probably say something about this. But like, they guilted them into it. And even then, ESPN, like, it was a story on the main page, but it was like at the bottom of the main page, and it never touched like the actual like photo. because of the rights deal stuff. And like, you got to imagine Goodell sitting there like, son of a.
It's like NBA players talking about Taiwan.
Oh, no, it was Daryl Morey.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
it's kind of like,
yeah, no, no. It was like, hey, there's 600 million basketball fans over. And like, it had a do not get it twisted. Daryl Morey putting out the support of Taiwan on Twitter had massive financial implications for the NBA.
Really?
Yes. Massive implications. China cut off all direct feeds of the NBA for an entire year.
That's not okay.
Yeah. Like, they were like, nah, dog, you're not going there. Like, the fact that Morey got another job is impressive.
Yeah. I mean, it goes to show how good of a guy he is.
Even then, man, it was.
You can get blacklisted.
He almost did.